I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Have you ever encountered moments in life when you weren't sure you had the wherewithal to climb out of bed and face another day? Moments when you saw no light whatsoever at the end of your tunnel, when you wanted to, well, just give up and end it all. Sadly, many people have just such moments. The most fortunate are able to climb out of the dark abyss. And as we know, some are not. In this Encore This I Believe segment, we hear my conversation with David Blistein, who's written a powerful memoir about his own struggles with mental illness. Early in your book, David's Inferno, My Journey Through the Dark Woods of Depression, you quote Dante's Inferno. Midway upon the journey of our life, I found myself within a forest dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Tell me, David Blistein, about your dark forest, about the depression that took hold of you between 2005 and 2007.
Yeah, that's one of the most famous lines in literature, and it's the most symbolic of something that everyone goes through. In my case, it was a fairly severe breakdown, which combined both heavy-duty anxiety and deep depression. And it came on through a number of reasons and lasted about 2 years.
And what impact has this had on your life at this point?
You know, I would talk about acceptance before this experience. This takes you well beyond acceptance. You realize that everyone walking this earth has a valid reason to be here, and the homeless person on the street has an as important a reason to be here as the President of the United States. So you see that it's not about saying, oh, it's okay that they're like that. It's that there's something going on in them that leads them to behave that way. And it's an important and it's a valuable and it's, I could even say, sacred experience.
Your journey through depression's muddy waters has taught you a lot about how to live. That's evident in your book. What have you learned that might be helpful to listeners who struggle with depression?
Certainly the first thing you do when you feel that things have gotten out of control is you try to find a professional that you trust and someone that has experience. A friend of mine and I have what's called the depressive's mantra. It will pass. Be kind to yourself. And ask for help. Those are three very hard things to believe and do when you're depressed.
If David Blistein could rewind the tape of his life and restart it, given what you understand now, given your struggles with depression, is there anything you would have done differently?
The only thing I would have done differently is be kinder to people. And I go back to being in school when you thought someone was a jerk, to being in business when I thought someone was really misbehaving. Throughout my life, I look back and say, oh, okay, that's how they were. That's how they were living their lives. When I look back, I wish I had that understanding then in terms of my relationships with some people.
David Blistein grew up in Providence and, he reports, learned to write from his father, who was on the Brown University faculty for many years. Blistein's most recent book is David's Inferno, My Journey Through the Dark Woods of Depression. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.